This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Greetings and salutations. You are tuning into the Kevin Jackson Radio Show, and of course, I am guest hosting for the day. This is Brett Siegel, the disgruntled millennial, broadcasting to you live from my safe space down here in northern Florida, where I'm always free from your bigotry, racism, hatred, microaggressions, patriarchy, and all sorts of other things that, you know, that we have all grown accustomed to these days. White privilege, all that good stuff. Speaking of white privilege, ex-Congressman Anthony Weiner... He's going to jail. He's going to jail for, guess what? I'll give you a wild guess. What do you think the guy? What do you think a guy named Weiner is going to jail for? He's going to jail for sexting a 15-year-old. Sexting, that's one of those words where you amalgamate the word sex and texting. So it's basically an ex-congressman, Anthony Weiner, was harassing a 15-year-old girl, an underage girl, sending him pictures of his Weiner. Anthony Weiner was sending pictures of his wiener to a 15-year-old. Of course, CNN came out. CNN, New York Times, they came out condemning Anthony Weiner. Imagine if Donald Trump were sexting a 15-year-old girl. CNN would flay the guy. CNN would be calling for his head. CNN would be calling for a crucifixion. They'd be calling to see his head on a platter like Kathy Griffin, like Kathy Griffin's strange photo shoot where she held up a mock head of Donald Trump displaying her similarities with ISIS and the like. CNN clearly did the same exact thing to Anthony Weiner, right? They flayed him. No, they didn't flay him. They said he couldn't help it. Uma was crying. Anthony was crying. Poor Anthony, he was crying. Because he's going to jail. He hit rock bottom. Anthony Weiner, he hit rock bottom. That's why he was sexting a 15-year-old. Not that he did anything like this in the past, right? Of course he comes out with his apologies. With his platitudes. Pretending to care about his victims, pretending to think that what he did was wrong. We all know that folks who are friends with the Clintons, they're pretty much capable of anything. They're capable of murder, they're capable of molestation, they're capable of harassment, they're capable of rape. I mean, they're all friends, they're peas in a pod. I mean, this is what American taxpayers are subsidizing. Extracurricular activities. But to Democrats, these aren't extracurricular activities. These are just curricular activities. That's the name of the game. Rape, harassment, molestation, pedophilia. That's the name of the game when you're a Democrat. When you're a leftist. Salon.com. One of the main proponents of intersectional feminism and extreme hardcore leftism. Touted a pedophile. They entitled the article, "I'm a pedophile, but I'm not a monster." Newsflash, buddy, you are a monster. And so are you, Anthony Weiner. You are a monster. Anthony Weiner, his lawyer, actually had the gumption. He had the audacity to say, to try to pull the sympathy card for Anthony Weiner. Prison is going to interrupt his recovery, quote, recovery from his compulsion. He's got a compulsion, you see. He's not an evil bastard. He's got a compulsion. He's sick. He's sick. The only thing prison is going to interrupt for this flaming a-hole is the sanctity of his flaming a-hole. Because I hear they don't take kindly to would-be molesters in prison. And what kind of malarkey is this in recovery crap? He's not in recovery. Whenever a celebrity gets caught with their pants down... doing something nasty and rude, they always come out with their heartfelt apologies, crocodile tears, and say, "I'm an addict. I'm addicted to sex. In this case, I'm addicted to sexting." And I'm in recovery now. I'm getting better. And prison, if you send me to prison for what I've done, it'll interrupt my recovery. So, I mean, what do you want? What do you want? You want to interrupt my recovery so that when I get out of prison, I start sexting again? How about this? How about you pay for your crime? There's a reason why 15-year-olds aren't allowed to consent. Now, every time a celebrity or politician gets caught doing disgusting, that's what they say. They say, it's an addiction. I'm in recovery. And they think that that's just going to get them off scot-free. But I want to know, why don't they treat Trump like that when the liars come out, making baseless accusations against the president about rape and molestation? Why didn't the torches and pitchforks come out? I mean, why did the pitchforks come out? Just the simple insinuation, just the idea that the president might have done something, the pitchforks came out. Why didn't they show compassion? Why didn't they show Donald Trump the compassion? Why didn't they give him the benefit of the doubt? Maybe he's just a sick man who needs help. And you don't treat sick men by trying to string them up and to lynch them and torch their reputation. You help a sick man by helping him to get better, right? So why is it that when a Republican's reputation comes into question, when a conservative's reputation comes into question, it's immediate. The guy's evil. He's an evil bastard and he needs to be strung up. We need to string him up. But then when a Democrat, when a leftist comes out doing something disgusting, oh, he's just sick. It's because leftists don't really care about the victims. We hear all this stuff about victim blaming. Don't blame the victim. You're victim shaming. If you even insinuate that a woman has moral agency when she goes out, if she wears practically nothing, she puts herself into situations where she's super duper drunk and she's super duper whatever, if you even insinuate that a girl has agency in what happens to her and that she can do things proactively to protect herself from things like rape, you can't even say that without being called a victim blamer, a victim shamer. You don't see them. You don't see the Democrats talking about this 15-year-old victim, do they? You don't see them rallying around to send Anthony Weiner to prison because of what he did with his wiener, which was sending pictures of his wiener to a 15-year-old girl. The guy's in his 50s. What about the victims of Weiner's nude, creepy exchanges with minors? And this isn't the only one. You know he did it more. And it's not just sexting, you know that. He's been escalating this for years. And if you think that he didn't act on this in some way or another, you've probably got another thing coming. But they can only prove that one. We'll be right back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter pack, light wet wood, can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils water in under 3 minutes. Temps up to 1,500 degrees. Free shipping on anything. Go to InstaFire.com/radio specials and get yours today. InstaFire. Fire in an instant. InstaFire.com/radio specials.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Greetings and salutations. You are tuning into the Kevin Jackson Radio Show, and of course, I'm guest hosting for the day. This is Brett Siegel, the disgruntled millennial. You can get me at dmpodcast.com or at Shaq General on Twitter. You can also get my Facebook, The Disgruntled Millennial. We got a lot of activity going on there. A lot of activity. You can get the latest on the news. You can get the latest on the latest memes, all the latest tropes that the leftists are going out there and doing. One of the things that we do is we actually put the leftist articles about out there on my Facebook, on the Disgruntled Millennial Facebook. We don't sit there in our echo chamber like the Democrats do, criticizing the other side based on absolutely nothing, based on our caricature of the other side. No, we let the other side do the talking. We post things from the New York Times. We post things from the Huffington Post. We post things from Washington Post. Because nothing explains the evil of leftism like leftists. We don't even have to do anything. We just have to post their stuff, their articles, and if you are even remotely, if you even have half a brain, you can read into it and see that there is something wrong. If you have half a brain, you can look, you can read WAPO, you can read HuffPo, you can read the New York Times, as Andrew Klavan likes to say, a former newspaper. It's obvious how they shill. It's obvious how they shill for the Democrats. CNN punching Anthony Weiner with kid gloves as if he was 4 years old, touting the fact that he and Uma Abedin, Hillary Clinton's would-be chief of staff, were crying because he's going to go to prison. I would be crying if I were going to prison, too. But guess what? It would be for something that I didn't do. Because guess what? I'm not sexting 15-year-olds. I'm not breaking any laws. You break the law, you go to prison. That's the way it is, especially as a leftist. As a leftist, you constantly are calling for people to go to prison, for conservatives to go to prison, for the things that they think. For the things that they think, for the way that they can't conduct their own lives and their own businesses. You think that a woman should go to jail for not serving a gay couple a wedding cake. You think that conservatives should have to lose their lives and pay fines, extravagant fines, $150,000 for this one baker. Practically put a mom-pop baker out of business. You hear from the leftists, oh, buy local. Not if you believe in traditional marriage. You believe in traditional marriage, your business needs to get got. Except a powerful man in his 50s sexually harasses a young girl. And the leftists come out with their crocodile tears, saying, oh, he's going to go to prison. It's going to interrupt his recovery from his addiction to sexting. Now, we've heard from Anthony Weiner before. This is not a new thing. He's had issues with his wiener for a long, long time. He's had issues keeping his wiener in his pants for a very, very long time. Now, if you think this is new, and if you think his apology means anything, well, listen to one of his old apologies, because this isn't the first time he was caught sexting and harassing young folks, young people, minors, people who can't consent legally.
I'd like to take this time to clear up some of the questions that have been raised over the past 10 days or so and take full responsibility for my actions. At the outset, I'd like to make it clear that I have made terrible mistakes that have hurt the people I care about the most, and I'm deeply sorry. I have not been honest with myself, my family, my constituents, my friends and supporters, and the media. Last Friday night, I tweeted a photograph of myself that I intended to send as a direct message as part of a joke to a woman in Seattle. Once I realized I had posted it to Twitter, I panicked. I took it down and said that I had been hacked. I then continued with that story, to stick to that story, which was a hugely regrettable mistake. This woman was unwittingly dragged into this and bears absolutely no responsibility. I am so sorry to have disrupted her life in this way. To be clear, the picture was of me, and I sent it. I am deeply sorry for the pain this has caused my wife, Huma, and our family, and my constituents, my friends, supporters, and staff. In addition, over the past few years, I have engaged in several inappropriate conversations conducted over Twitter, Facebook, email, and occasionally on the phone with women I have met online. I have exchanged messages and photos of an explicit nature with about 6 women over the last 3 years. For the most part, these communications took place before my marriage, though some have sadly took place after. To be clear, I have never met any of these women or had physical relationships at any time.
Do you really believe that? Do you really believe that Anthony Weiner has not had one physical relationship? That clip that you just heard was from back in 2011. 6 women back in 2011. It's 6 years. That's a long time to be... That's a long time to keep it in your pants if your name is Anthony Weiner. 7 years, and he just got caught. For another 15-year-old, I guarantee you that this is a thing for him, and it is nothing to do with him being sick. It has nothing to do with him being addicted to sexting. It has to do with him being a Jack Wang. A powerful man in his 50s. A former congressman, husband of a would-be White House chief of staff, sexting with a minor, sexting, sending creepy nudes and eliciting sexual favors. A Democrat. A scumbag who has the nerve to use identity politics to convince us that American conservatives are deeply sexist. You're going to tell me that conservatives are the deeply sexist ones? Where are the social justice warriors coming out and saying, well, down with Anthony Weiner. He was sexually harassing a minor, and that is that's a display of implicit sexism in the Democrat Party. He's a congressman, a Democrat congressman. Married to Huma Abedin, doesn't get that much closer to Hillary Clinton. Doesn't get much closer than to the very center of the onion than Hillary Clinton. And this is her husband. Where is the talk about implicit sexism? Where is the talk about white privilege? No, they're not going to talk about that stuff. Because he is protected. He's protected by the leftists. They're not going to turn on their own. They're not going to turn on their own like we do. I'll tell you something. If a conservative, if Ted Cruz, if it was found out that Ted Cruz was sexting with a minor, I would send him right under the bus. I'm sorry. I would. You can't be a good guy and do what the bad guys do. You cannot be a good... I will say that again. You cannot be a good guy and do what the bad guys do. Anthony Weiner is not a good guy. He does what the bad guys do. And all the people who are protecting him, they're not good guys either. They're not good people either. The people trying to protect him from his prison sentence... His prison sentence based on the one time he got caught? 7 years ago, he admitted to doing it with six other people? Now, you don't know how deep this goes. You don't know how far this goes. His lawyer must be getting paid a lot of money. I mean, I know that's what he's paid to do, but I mean, I don't know how some of these people can look themselves in the mirror. And I think this goes to show something deeper. And we're going to talk about that in the next segment. We're going to talk about how this illustrates something way deeper about how the left is relentlessly trying to sexualize your young girls. We'll be right back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
tell everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Salutations, you are tuning in to the Kevin Jackson Radio Show, and of course, I'm guest hosting for the day while Kevin is out triggering lefties left and right. Triggering lefties left and right, as he does all the time. People hate that Kevin Jackson is out there doing what he does because he is black. That's right, he's black. And if you think that these leftists care about the fact that a black man is a conservative, they don't really care about that. They have their talking points. They say he's an Uncle Tom. They say he's an Oreo. They say he's a house new. House new. Which I find absolutely deplorable. It's really, really funny, though. It's really, 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 really funny. Kevin and I have laughs about it all the time. We laugh that I'm the vanilla to the chocolate. I'm the token white on the show. Because he's my boss. There's your institutional racism for you. Kevin is my boss. I work for him. He calls the shots. But no, America is a deeply racist place. Conservatives are deeply racist. Somehow I exercise my white privilege over Kevin, even though he's my boss and he pays my bills. How does that work? One day the left is going to have to explain to me how that works. We say, oh, well, what about a black president? We had a black president for 8 years, and they say, well, that doesn't mean that racism doesn't exist. And then I say, well, I didn't say that racism doesn't exist. I wouldn't say that racism doesn't exist, just like I wouldn't say that human frailty doesn't exist. You can't govern people's thoughts. But as far as institutional racism, it is gone. It's gone. In fact, it's probably been reversed. It's a little more difficult for white people to get into college now than black people. People of color, as the left likes to call them. Aren't we all people of color? Anyway, this is Brett Siegel, the disgruntled millennial, broadcasting to you live on a beautiful Friday from my safe space down here in northern Florida, where I'm always free from your bigotry, racism, hatred, microaggressions, and patriarchy. Unfortunately, I'm not free from Anthony's wiener right now, because this guy's wiener just keeps on popping up. No pun intended. The guy's wiener just keeps on popping up. And we constantly have to hear about this. And we have to constantly do this again and again and again, watching the left protect this man. I know it's innocent until proven guilty, but if you honestly believe that he hasn't acted on one of these many, 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 many... I mean, the guy is a creep. He just looks like a creep. You might be kidding yourself if you think that he would deny his impulses if he put himself in a situation where he actually were able to act on these sexting conversations with minors.
Now, this is a perfect example of how feminism is bad for women. The left is constantly trying to sexualize your young girls. Even that Disney movie, Frozen. Let it go, let it go. Can't hold me back anymore. Basically, what they're saying is that your antiquated views of morality can't hold back our young girls. They're going to let it out. They're going to let it hang. They're going to let it be free. No right, these are exact lyrics from the song. No right or wrong, no rules for me, I am free. That's what freedom is to the left. No rules at all. Nothing to constrain your own personal actions. Nothing to constrain your actions. No right or wrong. No morality. And then you have Ariana Grande. Teeny bopper, the new teeny boppers now are so sexualized, it's no wonder. It's honestly no wonder that this kind of stuff is becoming more and more regular. That girls are becoming sexualized younger and younger. Now, in a world where there's no right or wrong, in that leftist, postmodern, subjectivist, relativist point of view, yeah, there is no right or wrong. Why not sex with a 15-year-old? Why not? There's no right or wrong. You can't say that Anthony Weiner is right or wrong, because right or wrong, the idea of right and wrong is antiquated. The idea of right or wrong is oppressive. You can't oppress me with your antiquated views of morality. What? It's really funny, though, because all of a sudden, when it's a conservative that does something, right or wrong is all of a sudden a thing again. Right or wrong is absolutes. Right being an absolute and wrong being an absolute, it's a thing again. When Donald Trump says, grab him by the puss, right or wrong is all of a sudden a thing. When Anthony Weiner sends his wiener to a 15-year-old, all of a sudden, there's no right or wrong. No rules for me. That's Disney. That's your little girls. Frozen came out a couple years ago. If you were maybe 11 or 12, you probably loved that movie. Now you're 15 years old. And what did you grow up with? What did you learn? No right or wrong. No rules for me. I'm free. Nothing to hold me back. No antiquated views of morality to temper my actions. A free-for-all. That's what the left wants. They want a free-for-all. This is why they come out with Anthony Weiner saying, oh, he was sick. Oh, he was crying. Oh, we should have some compassion for the guy. How about this? Why don't you have some compassion for the conservatives out there who are being constantly, who are under a constant barrage from your identity politics and your nasty, disgusting tactics? And this is a perfect example of how feminism is bad for women, because it emboldens powerful people to take advantage of young girls. It blurs the line between who is the victim. Pretending like Anthony Weiner is the victim? Only in a subjectivist, postmodernist world. Only in a world with cultural relativism, where one person's actions are just as good as another person's actions, doesn't matter what they are, doesn't matter whether they're evil. In that world, Anthony Weiner is a victim. Don't you realize that? Well, she was asking for it. She was sexy. She was sexy for a 15-year-old. I couldn't help myself. Besides, there's no right or wrong. And all this is going to do is continue the downward spiral of American culture and morality. The Judeo-Christian values on which this country was based are constantly being eroded. And it's stuff like this. The hypocrisy of CNN coming out there saying, he was crying. We should have compassion for him. He had no control. He's sick. Now, I want to talk to you a little bit about something that is a little bit near and dear to my heart, because I am a big American Horror Story fan. I love that show. I've been watching that show since the very beginning. I thought it was a great apolitical way to kind of get my suspense rocks off. But this season, they've gone full SJW. American Horror Story used to be a good show. And just like most people in Hollywood, I don't know if any of you have Netflix, but Netflix has gone full on SJW. They've got shows like Dear White People, which is basically just an SJW tirade about how awful and terrible white people are and how privileged we are. And American Horror Story has been an amazing, awesome brand, totally apolitical up until this year. And now they've gone full on SJW. The first episode was called Election Night. They didn't even bother to make up a storyline. They based it on reality. They based it on this actual election. Election Night, Donald Trump wins, and all of a sudden the liberals start going crazy. Liberals, Trump wins, and liberals lose their minds in the very first season, in the very first episode of this season. And guess what it's called? American Horror Story. This season is called Cult. In the first episode, it's really, really funny because Ryan Murphy, the show's producer, announced that the season would revolve around the 2016 election, and he suggested that there might be a character based on Donald Trump. No, this is exactly about this election. They couldn't even make up a fake name to even remotely put it in a fictitious universe. They couldn't even call him Ronald Crump. They called him President Trump. This is what I'm talking about. They have tried to take this election, turn it into America's horror story. Because Donald Trump got elected and hate crimes are rising. Right? Hate crimes are rising. Even though you can't really name one. Ryan Murphy, the show's producer, said that it would be representative of both sides of the political divide. He said, in the next breath, that it would be illuminating and highlighting groups of people who he believes to be ignored by the current Trump administration and who are afraid and feel terrorized that their lives are going to be taken away. Okay, in one breath, he says we're going to give a fair shake to both sides, but in the next breath, he basically explains what the show is going to be about. People who are ignored by the Trump administration. Keep in mind, this interview was in February. Trump had been president for what, 2 months? And already he can tell who is being ignored by the Trump administration, who is feeling terrorized by the Trump administration. No, the people who are terrorized by the Trump administration are the people who have bought in to the social justice warrior crap. And they didn't even stop and think that the real horror story is how utterly wrong the leftists are about everything and how much power they seem to have. We'll be right back.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now, and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our Bank Failure Survival Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
All survivalists accumulate supplies, but these supplies may be of little use if you don't have your health. Dr. Joel Wallach will teach you how to be more healthy and improve your survival potential. Consider joining Dr. Joel Wallach at the RK Prepper Show in Kansas City, Missouri on September 30th through October 1st. For more information, please call 417-863-7149. 417-863-7149.
An end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Greetings and salutations. You are tuning in to the Kevin Jackson Radio Show. And of course, I am guest hosting for the day. This is Brett Siegel, the disgruntled millennial, broadcasting to you live from my safe space down here in northern Florida, where I'm always free from your bigotry, racism, hatred, microaggressions, and patriarchy. And we are here today, and we're going to talk a little bit about American Horror Story, because I believe that Hollywood, I mean, you've seen this with the Emmys. Hollywood has just gone so far to the left. They've just gone so far to the left. Hollywood sports, you really can't get away from it now. Colin Kaepernick boycotts, NFL boycotts. You really can't get away from it. And Hollywood is literally trying to shove it down your throat. They don't even bother with the pretext of a fictional story. They're gonna use the American Horror Story brand, a tried and true brand, to basically shove their ideas down your throat about leftism, pretending to give conservatives a fair shake. Maybe, after there's been four episodes, I'm still waiting to see what happens, but at this point, I'm just so fascinated by the fact that they are just shoving down our throats every single SJW trope. White privilege, social justice warriors, middle America are racist, Trump supporters are evil, Trump supporters are crazy, Trump supporters are bigots, Trump supporters are racist, they're homophobic. Oh, that's the big one, because this season revolves around a gay couple who are married, who have a son, who are basically being terrorized by a bunch of Trump-supporting, cult-following, crazy, Nazi-esque type people. It's really, really, really sad. They've gone full on SJW. In the first scene of the first episode, it's actually really funny. And as someone who's been a fan of the show, I'm sitting here thinking, yeah, this is a horror story, but not in the way that they're thinking. Not in the way that the writers are thinking. This is a horror story. They're thinking that this is a horror story because it's so close to reality. In the first scene, the main villain of the show, the guy who was supposedly leading the cult, he's a young guy played by Evan Peters. He's got blue hair, which ironically is a leftist thing. It's the leftists, it's the feminists who go out there and say, I gotta have blue and purple hair because I want to be different. Because I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and gosh darn it, people like me. The leftists are the one out there who are constantly changing their hair color. Look, I got no problem with changing your hair color, but the way that they made this guy seem, Evan Peters, he's got blue hair in the show. What he does when Trump is announced the winner of the election, starts humping his TV. Lives in a dark, dingy crap hole. He starts humping his TV, screaming, USA! USA! Humping his TV. That's how Democrats, that's how liberals see us. They think we're just a bunch of lunatics who, when Donald Trump won, we made a mess all over our TVs. Humping our TVs. That's how crazy we are. This year's story revolves around a lesbian who has many phobias. She's mentally ill. The writers want us to think that she's mentally ill. They want us to think, we don't know where all these fears are coming from. She has this fear of clowns. After the election, she was triggered. After the election, her phobias got worse. She slides deeper and deeper into her phobia. She thinks she's being terrorized by clowns, but nobody believes her. Ultimately, we find out that she's being targeted by Trump supporters. And they run the gamut. They run the gamut of leftist tropes. They run the gamut of leftist tropes, microaggressions, white privilege, the whole bit. I would suggest watching it just for morbid curiosity. Because the writers of this show didn't have any idea what this was going to be like. And now that almost a year has gone by, I think it's important that we take note of how, I mean, these writers wrote this show long before Trump didn't cart away the homosexuals. I mean, remember that? That was the big thing a few days after the election. We're not going to have any more rights. We're not going to have any right to marry each other. We're not going to, they're going to take us away. Hate crimes against homosexuals are increasing. That was the big fear. And that was when they wrote this season. Now that none of that's happened, I don't know what they're all getting upset about. Unless they've been living in this totally cloistered leftist echo chamber, where they still think that gays left and right are being targeted just for the fact that they're gay. This totally reminds me of something that happened right after the election. This lesbian that I know went online basically saying that she was accosted by a Trump. She was verbally assaulted by a Trump supporter. Someone passed her in a grocery store and said, make America great again. So automatically she assumed that it was because she was a lesbian, turned it into this big, epic verbal assault, and went online basically begging for sympathy from all the leftist friends. And all the leftists came out in droves saying, oh, he must have been a deplorable. He must have been a Trump supporter. He must have been this. He must have been that. Hate crimes are rising. Hate crimes are not rising. Ryan Murphy, the show's producer, said in February that people feel terrorized. And there was hardly any evidence at the time that any group had been terrorized for any reason. There was no evidence. There was barely any evidence that any group had any reason to be afraid or to feel terrorized by Donald Trump or his supporters. It was a little premature because this entire season is assuming that the plotline would resemble Trump's America, which it doesn't. And he gives lip service to representing both sides, but anyone who can read, anyone who can think, will know that any pittance given to conservative values was sloppily written by hardcore liberals, like a caricature. But liberals lack empathy, so it's no surprise that they can't write conservatives well. There's one example of when liberals were able to write conservatives well, and that was in the show Last Man Standing. But you know what? That show was canceled. Despite off-the-charts ratings, the one show on TV that actually gives credence to conservative values was canceled. And this is the kind of crap that we get. American Horror Story cult. In other words, Donald Trump supporters are cult followers. They're going to murder you. They're going to come into your house and slice you up because they're fanatics. They're white supremacists. Now, there's a really, really interesting way that American Horror Story, and this is sort of a spoiler alert because there's a lot of people from different races and several people, not a lot of people, maybe one or two, from a different race, a different ethnicity, who becomes a cult follower of Donald Trump's. Which shows even more. They think they're giving credence to the idea that Trump supporters come in all shapes and sizes, come in all walks of life, which they do. Being a Trump supporter knows no race. Being a conservative knows no race. White people don't have a monopoly on conservatism. And this is the one aspect that American Horror Story does get right, that there is not a monopoly on that white people don't have a monopoly on conservatism. But guess what? American Horror Story Season 7 is totally honest about their ideas of conservatives, of Trump supporters, that it doesn't matter what race you are, that their identity politics ultimately breaks down, that they're in an ideological battle against conservatism no matter what race you are. Now, of course, there are conservatives of all walks of life, but American Horror Story says that all of them, no matter what race they are evil bastards, evil pricks, evil murderers, stalkers. And that's the one thing they get right, even though they get it totally wrong. That evil knows no race, that evil knows no gender, evil knows no sexual orientation. But they've got the wrong idea about which side is evil. Now, this is why I said that this is a real American Horror Story. Because they have gotten this so right. And like I said, it's not an American Horror Story because it's true. It's an American Horror Story because it's false. It's American Horror Story because they get it so wrong. And this to me is the scary thing. Is that you actually have people out there thinking, dehumanizing conservatives. Totally dehumanizing conservatives. Making us out to be absolute punch a Nazi. Punch a Nazi. This is what American Horror Story Season 7 cult is doing. It's basically saying punch a Nazi, no matter what color they are. It's desensitizing liberals to violence against conservatives. It's promoting the idea that conservatives are so bad and so evil, so bigoted, so racist, so crazy and out of their minds, so cult-like, so collectivist, that the only way this show is going to be, the only way this season is going to be resolved is by killing conservatives, by killing Trump supporters, by killing these evil cult followers. This is sad, it's sick, it's disgusting, and we'll be right back.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.